Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the September 22nd meeting in the Portland City Council. Would you please call the roll?
Saltzman, Novick, Fritz,
here.
Fish,
here.
Hales,
here. Commissioner Saltzman is away. Commissioner Novick is, I think Commissioner Saltzman is still away, but Commissioner Novick is en route and will be here in a couple of minutes, but we wanted to get started out of respect for your time and the fact that obviously there are a lot of people here to participate this afternoon. We have three items on our calendar. We'll be proceeding into those. If you're here to speak on those items, please let our council clerk know, and she'll make sure that you're on the list of folks to testify. We have some invited testimony, I believe, on some of these items. Commissioner Fish will walk us through that. Many of you have probably been here before, but welcome to the Portland City Council. We want everyone to have their say, and so therefore we have some basic rules of procedure here, and that is you need only give your name. You don't have to give your address if you speak. If you're representing an organization, let us know that, please. It's required by law. And we also maintain some rules of decorum, and that is if you agree with somebody's viewpoint and you want to give them affirmation, feel free to give them a thumbs up or a wave of the hand or a wave of both hands. And if you disagree with them, polite hand gestures that are negative are okay as well. But we ask that we not applaud or make verbal demonstrations in favor or against our fellow citizens' points of view so they feel that they're free to express them here. We make exceptions for school children and visiting dignitaries. So if you're more one or more of those things, you'll probably get a round of applause. But otherwise, let's keep it nonverbal. With that, please, would you like the first two items, or read all three items, please? Okay. So, Carla, would you just go ahead and read all three items, and then I'll turn it over to Commissioner Fish to introduce them.
1059, accept contracts with Hoffman Construction Company and Michael Willis Architects for the design and construction of the Interstate Maintenance Facility Renovation Project as complete and authorize final payments. 1060, accept contracts with Hoffman Construction Company and MWH Americas, Inc. for the design and construction of the Kelly Butte Reservoir Project as complete and authorize final payments. And 1061, accept evaluation of the effectiveness of the Community Benefits Agreement piloted on the Kelly Butte Reservoir and Interstate Maintenance Facility Renovation Projects.
Thank you. Commissioner Fish.
Thank you, Mayor. And while I'm listed here on the agenda, I think it'll become clear about what my role is and what the council's role is. So the first order of business we have today is to accept the report to council on the closeout of the Kelly Butte and Interstate building construction projects. Teresa Elliott, the chief engineer of the Bureau, is here. We've budgeted about 10 minutes for this, and the action that the council has been asked to take today is to accept the report. My hunch is that most of the people in this room are here for the next two items on the agenda. So no, everyone is free to testify on all three items, but my hunch is that this is not the item that you're here to testify on, unless there's something in the final closeout report on these two projects that you disagree with. The next two items deal with an evaluation of a community benefits agreement that was used, and then has some further materials relating to that. And for those matters, Mayor, we have agreed to have a couple of panels where we'll have the issue framed. Again, everybody is free to testify as many times as they want, but I'm guessing this is the least controversial matter that we have, and that's why we have budgeted 10 minutes of the 90 minutes for this. So with that, I would like to introduce the distinguished Chief Engineer of the Water Bureau, Teresa Elliott, who is going to present the closeout on Kelly Butte and Interstate. Welcome, Teresa.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mayor Hales and Commissioners. I'm Teresa Elliott, Chief Engineer, Portland Water Bureau. As Commissioner Fish indicated, we have three reports before you today. The first two are to close the two projects. I'll be speaking briefly about those in a minute. The third report is the evaluation of the community benefits agreement on the city's two pilot projects. Fred Miller will be covering that report shortly.
Teresa, I apologize. Maybe I had too much coffee at lunch. So as you've just indicated, the first two items relate to the closeout.
Right, and the
that's
third
why
they one.
Read together, and we are accepting a report and accepting contracts. It's the third item that I think most people are here for. We'll have a panel, and then we'll frame that. So thank you for correcting me.
Sure. I was trying to be polite.
I was less so, but we've got it now.
Okay. So the Kelly Butte report, the Kelly Butte Reservoir Project included construction of a 25 million gallon buried reservoir. This project replaced a smaller above ground 1960s-era reservoir that was not expected to survive an earthquake of any significant magnitude. The project also helped the city comply with LT2. There are three contracts in this report to council that I'm asking for your acceptance and authorization to make final payments. Those contracts are for MWH America and for the design and construction services, and then Hoffman Construction for the pre-construction services and the construction services contracts. My overall project budget in 2009 was $90 million. The total project costs for the design and construction have come in about $64 million, I rounded, or about $26 million under budget. Most of the savings were during the design and pre-construction services as the project proceeded from a low confidence rating to a high confidence rating. And in the construction contract alone, we saved $6.7 million. Our MWESB participation during design was 19%, 12% during the pre-construction services, and 25% during the construction contract. The interstate facility maintenance facility renovation replaced 1925 unreinforced masonry buildings with modern, seismically designed, highly functional utility complex. The complex houses critical facilities, personnel, and other resources that are essential for us during and after a major seismic event. There are three contracts in this report as well for you to accept and make authorized final payment. Those contracts are for Michael Willis Architects for the design and construction services, Hoffman Construction, again, for the pre-construction services and the construction services contract. Our overall project for that in 2011 was $50 million, and my total project cost has been $49 million. Our MWESB participation was 26% during design, 3% during pre-construction services, and 38% during construction. In both reports, you'll find the post-project evaluations attached as exhibits, and all work is complete, and I am asking for your acceptance of the projects as complete and authorized final payment. And I'm available for questions.
Okay. Thank you. Questions?
So, Mayor and Commissioner Fritz, both projects completed on time and under budget, and both projects part of a long-term capital plan to make our system more resilient. The interstate facility is sort of one of the nerve centers of our system. And obviously, Kelly Butte has been the center of a longstanding dispute about federal rules and our compliance, water quality, and resilience. This is something of a milestone in accepting this report, and then on Monday breaking ground on the new reservoir at Washington Park. We've really turned a page. And I just want to say about Teresa Elliott, when Mike Stuhr got the big job and was promoted to director, we had a big decision to make, and that was to select someone to serve as the chief engineer. Fortunately, we had someone in the Bureau who was superbly qualified to take on those responsibilities, who's also the first woman in the history of the Bureau to occupy this position. And I think you can see from the report that she has presented today why we have such confidence in her work and why we are so proud to have her serve as the chief engineer for the Water Bureau.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Nice job, Teresa. So, questions for our engineer? Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. And do we have folks that want to testify on these items?
Five people. Okay. This is for items 1059 and 1060. I have Ron Robbins, Nate Stokes, and Jonte Hendricks.
And again, as Commissioner Fish said, if you're really here to testify on the third item, you can obviously be signed up for that as well if you want to wait. But if you want to speak now, that's okay, too.
Might as well be the first, all right?
There you go.
First with the most. Come on up. Welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Ron Robbins. I'm contract administrator for the Carpenters Union here in Portland. I was involved in when we started putting the CBA together. And honestly, that agreement, you know, we were lucky enough to get that with the blessing of the city council applied to two pilot projects. But I can tell you from its earliest beginnings that this approach to
Excuse me. What you're supposed to be testifying on right now is about whether the project is completed or not.
Yeah, so the CBA part we really are saving for the third item, but...
Maybe I am speaking out of
I think you are, but that's if you don't mind waiting, that's really the third item on the list. So this is really just about the project reports themselves, not about the CBA. That's why we broke it out as a separate
item. And I haven't had the briefing on that yet.
On that, I would encourage you not to accept the report.
Okay. Thank you.
So is it Nate Stokes, Jonte Hendricks? This is for item 1059 and 1060. You've signed up for that.
Again, we'll assume you've signed up for the other one if you don't want to come up now. So,
what about Ramona McCarter and Kennedy Morgan for item 1059 and 1060?
Okay, so it sounds like they're here for the CBA issue, and we'll make sure they're heard on that.
Yes, if you've signed up on the wrong list, please come and sign up on the correct one.
Well, let's just assume that they're signed up for the third item and call them then. So we don't have to make them sign up again.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Anyone else on these first two project reports? If not, then let's take a motion, please, on accepting the report on 1059.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. Discussion. Vote, please.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
So that, first of all, I need to give credit to Commissioner Randy Leonard, under whom started all these projects. And I echo Commissioner Fisher's support for Chief Engineer Teresa Elliott. Not only did she do the technical part of building the reservoirs, and I got to see them as they were being built, which is absolutely fascinating, but she also has done a fantastic job of the outreach to the community and working with some very invested community members, particularly at Mount Tabor and other places connected with these projects. And I am very, very pleased that you're now serving as the chief engineer, and it must be very satisfying to come here to give the final report, and a job well done. Thank you. And Commissioner Fisher, of course, you're picking up that work from Commissioner Leonard and explaining it every step of the way, I think, has been helpful in getting the community to understand what has been done and why, and that we are now closing out and saying the construction is a job well done, both by the Bureau staff and every contractor and worker that worked on them. Thank you, everybody. Aye.
Fish.
Well, I want to thank everybody who came out to witness this moment at the City Council, because you won't read about it in any part of the media, because there isn't room for these stories. And you will see a headline someday that we were either over budget or didn't get it done on time. But the reality is that the infrastructure bureaus that I have the honor of leading more often than not get it right. And that means using ratepayer dollars wisely, producing good value, and meeting the basic services that people expect from these utilities. I want to thank Mike Stuhr, who's not here, but hopefully listening, and thank him for his leadership. I want to thank Teresa Elliott and all the professionals that work with her, who have worked so tirelessly to bring this day to this point. I want to thank all of our partners, public and private, that worked collaboratively to get a great outcome. And in our first official setting, I want to introduce the new Deputy Director of the Water Bureau, Gabe Solmer. Gabe, would you raise your hand? And we're delighted that Gabe has taken that position. It's a new position at the Bureau, and it further strengthens our senior management team. Aye.
Hales.
Well, there are a couple of persistent myths about government that get applied to this one, too. One is that the government, this one included, spends its money on pet projects. Truth is, any of you been in this room for budget hearings know we spend our money on basic services: police, parks, fire, transportation, water, sewer, stormwater. That's where your tax dollars go in Portland, and that's what we're here to do. And that myth will be around no matter how careful we are in spending your money. But there are some people from the outside that look at these things, like Moody's bond rating service that gave us a AAA bond rating again this year, as they have for three decades. So I'm proud of that, and all of us who manage these bureaus and these projects should be. And the second you've mentioned, Commissioner Fish, and that is there will never be the headline of, you know, once again, city brings project in under budget and on time. But you did, and we should be thankful for that and proud of that and impressed by the good professional work that this bureau has once again delivered. Well done. Aye. And a motion on the second report, please.
Move acceptance of the second report.
Further discussion? Roll call.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Hales?
Aye. Okay, now.